Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. I am BBD. That is my good friend Dan Canobio. Ah, God, I love you, man.
Did it again.
Another banner performance for you on the pregame show yesterday. As the Yankees go for a sweep against the lowly A's, they are a sad state of affairs, but the Yankees are taking care of their business against a team like that. So
right.
That is something I like.
It's like a catch 22. It's like they're playing.
You don't want to get too high.
Right. They're hitting well. They're winning, but it's the A's. But like, okay.
Yeah.
If it was the other side of things and they lost the first game or they were not playing well, like, do what you're supposed to do. Beat up on the bad teams. I love that they're doing that. Go for the sweep. Today, I would say what to watch for besides Davey. Hopefully he gets into the game because I love him and I want to see him.
He'll be getting into this game.
He's definitely getting into the game. Would be avoid the trap game with the Rays coming into town tomorrow and go for the sweep. Go for the jugular.
Please.
Have to.
It'll be the Yankees, if they pull it off, first sweep of the year, first three-game win streak of the year. And that is hard to believe because we are entering like mid-May.
Yes, I was looking at
when
last
does the
year's
middle of a month
15th
that like is the middle, but like can when do you when like what's the range you can say mid-May?
We're not in mid-May. We're in early May still. Like the 12th is mid-May.
I'm open to that.
12th.
I'm like not mad at people if like from like the 11th on,
you know, once you get to double digits.
Yeah,
double digits
like the 10 to 20. I get. Like it's from like 11 to the 23rd.
That's mid.
Feels mid.
Mid.
So everyone comment down below when mid-May is.
Mid. I got yesterday's up on my screen.
Speaking of mid, no, I actually like the Yankees lineup today. If you want to tell the people all about it. And then I'll tell you what I'm watching for that's related to it. But I might as well read the whole thing.
That's a nice little, it's whiter today in the background. Playing shortstop, leading off, Anthony Hard Velocity Volpe off the bat. Judge will DH tonight, today, in bat second. In the three-hole, Yankees' best hitter, Anthony Rizzo, will have more on that in a second. DJ LeMahieu in the cleanup spot, playing third. Gleyber playing second. Bader in center. IKF in left. Okay. Higashioka behind the dish, and Oswaldo in right. I don't hate this lineup. Where has Willie Calhoun gone?
Yeah, where is Willie Calhoun gone? That's a different what to watch for. Do we need to start a documentary for that?
Where have you gone, Willie Calhoun? A nation turns its lonely eyes to you. I think he's underperforming. I thought he was playing well, but
he finally put together a good week, and we just sort of haven't seen him.
Interesting.
Foster Moreau and the Saints have agreed to terms on a 3-year, $12 million deal.
Saints. Football.
Hey. I'm watching for IKF and left. Last time we saw him over there, he injured Harrison Bader.
IKF and left.
And that pairing is back out there. feels like the only thing that can get me like truly upset today. Obviously, if they like play awful, that's annoying, and you don't like finish off a sweep, that's annoying. But
I think they're pushing their luck with IKF and left. Center, fine. Left field's a whole nother beast, especially day game in Yankee Stadium.
Day game,
that high
Yankee
sun.
Stadium, left field. We've seen it go really bad for him already.
But you can't really complain too much. They're hitting. That's what was my I have some stats. And here they are. Harrison Bader, 9 for his last 15. 2 triples. and a couple homers. Rizzo, 9 for his last 24, 964 OPS. Gleyber, 8 for his last 23, a 1.14 OPS with two homers. And DJ, 10 for his last 27. Yeah, A's, some of these at-bats. Also, Rays, some of these at-bats. So the guys that we need to produce in this lineup are doing it. Like, those are, I didn't even name Judge, but Bader, Rizzo, Gleyber, DJ, those are guys you got to depend on. And they're
guys
turning
that
it around.
Part of the, like, preseason, this is the team.
Yeah, exactly. And what is it? Three straight games with 7-plus runs. So the offense is turning around.
Yeah. Again, we know last two have been against the A's. They threw two guys who did not break 93 miles an hour yesterday. I know that. But there's something to be said for taking care of your business, and the guys we expect to be good are being good, much like the beginning of the year when it wasn't necessarily amazing vibes, but they kept winning series, and the good guys are playing good, and they were getting just enough down below. So I like the numbers I've heard there. Judge DHing today, not a shocker. That's some of the funny business they were always going to pull.
Yeah, we kind of predicted that yesterday.
Little bit. Thought they might get Rizzo or Gleyber like a full day off of their feet. That means the guys on their bench today. Hixey has the hip thing, but it sounds like he's good. Trevino,
Bowers,
and Willie. Bowers. And Willie.
Can we talk about that Bowers home run? I mean,
that was nuts.
I very rarely see a lefty go to the bullpen, and it wasn't like it just cleared the wall. Like it was like went like diagonal
with some like with room to spare.
It had like a it looked like a really nice drive like off the tee and got like that thing was traveling. Impressive.
He got that one.
You got to keep him around, right?
At this point, it seems like there's just guys on the chopping block ahead of him. Whenever the day comes, they got to make a choice there. So I like that. Pitching path to victory.
This is a fun one today.
Fun one, easiest one. We both looked at each other before the show and we're like, this one's really easy. We know Davey's on the team. They've seen that the A's are, like, respectfully, not a major league lineup right now.
They stink.
So it seems like Brito for ideally 5, Davey for ideally 2 or 3, and Cordero for 2 or fewer.
That's what I have listed. Obviously, I follow the Yankees pretty closely, but since I've been doing the pregame show, I've been following even closer to things that I usually wouldn't be so locked in on, and that is the bullpen usage. Things like that. If we're passing victories, I got to stay up on it. So I'm thinking about just coming off the Rays series. Now I'm thinking about another Rays series tomorrow, and I'm thinking about a day game, and I'm thinking about how Boone operates, and I'm thinking about who's starting today, a guy in Brito who hasn't given a lot of length, and we call up Davey. So Davey's getting to this game. It's interesting because they don't want to use their best arms today with a 4-game series with the Rays. That's just facts. So, can they win a game today against the putrid A's with Brito handing it to Davey, I don't know why I said Davey, handing it to Cordero? Because those are the three I only want to see in this game.
Yeah, if we have to get someone else involved, I'm not nervous, but I'm just like, ugh, that's annoying.
It's never going to, never works out like that. Even last night's game was...
No, they have to get... two guys in that we
right?
didn't want to
like
see.
Jimmy said in his recap, it's like it was a blowout, but never felt like a blowout. Like it wasn't a laugher.
The part that makes me the most nervous is that if they have to use good bullpen, the most available guy is Mike King.
Yeah, but don't bring him in.
And it seems like if they're gonna use him, they like. It's going to be weird to find a lane to use him for, like, 2 full innings.
Yeah. That's if he like comes in, it's, like, maybe, like, I don't, like, a save or 10 pitches. I want him at clicking on all cylinders going into the race.
I'd rather hold off on him. Maybe if they're able to use Ian Hamilton and just save King and have him be, like, the plan tomorrow? Like let's lock into...
Who's starting tomorrow?
Let's see who's starting tomorrow. I actually don't know off the top of my head.
I just committed a cardinal sin of TV / whatever we do here, is asking a question for your co-host that he might know the answer to. Sorry.
That's all right.
I'm sorry.
It looks like Domingo is scheduled. I don't think the Yankees have officially said
Domingo?
It.
Domingo? Good for six.
Yeah, go for six and King for three tomorrow. I'd rather get Ian Hamilton or I guess even Clay back into this one and have them be not around tomorrow and have King be like the plan to trail Domingo tomorrow.
Frank in the chat, he would like to see Burrito to Davey. That would be awesome.
I think that is what the Yankees' plan is today. I think we're going to see that. The asterisk on this that I didn't mention, I guess Abreu is available today if they need to do more than those two. So if hopefully they have a lead and then it is handed to Abreu if they have to go to Davey and then Cordero earlier and there's like an inning to make up.
Yeah, Abreu
is not close.
Yeah, Abreu would be another arm I wouldn't mind seeing in there today. Yeah,
15 bullets yesterday, hadn't pitched a ton recently. So
yeah, Abreu's probably getting into this game.
If they need a fourth guy and it's not Abreu, then I'll be feeling a little annoyed. But it's
okay.
There's worse things.
Good path. Interesting path. Fun path for us nerds.
It is. It seems the most straightforward what the Yankees' plan is today that it has been all year. And it means probably tomorrow Davey goes back down. They have some 60-day IL candidates to open up a 40-man spot if you're looking at the roster minutia.
Now we're deep in the weeds.
And Colton Brewer, I would expect to be the guy coming back, a guy they got off waivers from the Rays. That's how they out-raise the Rays, and the Yankees love to do that. So
let's win a series. Let's sweep. Let's Davey do a job. Davey, do a job.
Davey, do a job. I'm excited to see Davey. I'm happy for him. Obviously, it's not like fully earning it. Like, he's here because he's going to get to face the A's.
They needed length.
And they've already won the series. But it'll be nice to see him get a day of service and all that. Update the Baseball Reference main page.
So right now, I'm in a group chat. Girlfriend and her two friends want to go to the game Friday. So they're like, Dan, figure it out for us. Find us tickets. So I'm on SeatGeek, obviously. Use code ICE. Use code TALKING. All that good stuff. And like, under $50, please. And we need three now. I'm like, it's very easy, the SeatGeek app. Just adjust it.
Real easy to you. You tell them what you're looking for, and they'll tell you.
Green, good.
If they've got a good deal.
I'll help them.
Not even an ad. Just... SeatGeek's really easy to use.
It's one of the easier, like,
easiest
interface
app in the world. I think it's time.
Is it time?
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
I have the weight of the world on my shoulders.
The weight on the world's on your shoulders. You have the first pick today. You get on the board with Jake Bauer's pick last night. Volpe gave a couple rides.
Volpe is hitting the ball hard. I was trying to find his like exit velo on the interwebs. Like, he's hitting it hard. I know he's running some bad luck, 0 for 17, then until that triple. I almost was like, wow, imagine I got 2 for 2 again on the homer drift with an in the park.
Yeah.
If they would have scored it, like, I know he hit his glove. If they would have scored that a hit, not an error, which they did, right?
It was
a hit.
I think it goes down as a triple.
Imagine it was an in-the-park home run.
I'd have to check the archives, but I think
I might have retired. I might have just said I'm done with the show. It's like I'll never top that.
Then I wouldn't be able to blame you. I get on the board with Glaber last night.
Yeah, let's go, BBD.
Unavailable to you are Jake Bowers, Anthony Volpe, Glaber Torres, Oswaldo Cabrera. You have the first pick.
Higgy.
I was eyeing him today.
Higgy's popping one. Higgy pop. Big old long high one.
And that means unavailable to me, Harrison Bader, Anthony Rizzo, Aaron Judge, and Glaber Torres. I'll grab Anthony Volpe hitting the ball.
That's a good pick.
Hard as hell.
He's also hitting into, like, obviously bad luck, but he's also hitting to the worst parts of the Yankee Stadium. Like,
yeah,
he's going
to
Death Valley.
The far parts.
Going to Death Valley where, no, that's not going to work. And he hit a few in Tampa, I think, the opposite field. That was like, those would probably be in the second, third row in Yankee Stadium.
Swap those stadiums.
Not worried about Volpes.
I was having a good laugh with Jake on Sunday watching that Yankee game. Rizzo homered in that game, as you might remember. And on Savant, now it has, like, how many stadiums it would have gone out as, like, a publicly available thing. And it said wouldn't go out. Because I was looking to see, would that have gone out in Yankee Stadium? It said it wouldn't have. And it also said wouldn't go out at the Trop.
But it did.
Which is where it happened. So,
see, that's
so
the thing.
So it's a little imperfect.
You want these robots taking over? You want these AI? Not always 100% bulletproof.
Not 100%.
Makes you think. All right, so I got to pick.
I got to pick DJ LeMahieu. And then you, which of Anthony Rizzo or Aaron Judge are you picking? Or are you going a different way?
Judge.
Yeah, I like that pick. If Judge is available to you, you take him.
You take him. Come on, guys. It went with my reach, Higgy, and my sure thing, Judge.
Yeah. And Judge was available to you. Good playing the game, saving him for the second pick.
Easy. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. It went to Kenobio Country, Tom Ace. What's up, BBD? Legend Dan in the chat, says Morgan.
Love Morgan.
Nice afternoon. 12:30 start.
12:30.
Is there a reason for that?
Fun. Get it. Everyone wants to go home early.
Right. Especially A's want to get the hell out.
Pretty stoked. Should be like home by the time the Knicks get going. Which
couple of the Knicks.
Am I stoked about that?
I don't know. I think they win tonight, the Knicks, and then Friday's a house of horrors.
Not gonna pretend I don't see it.
I was very tempted to. I was looking at DraftKings. Very tempted. Not that I would do this. The Heat are plus 145 tonight. I can't bet against the Knicks.
No, it's, yeah. But elimination game.
But if you did, like, I'd be upset that the Knicks lost, but I'd be like, oh, well, I did win my bet.
Yeah, you hedged some happiness. I'd be interested in sprinkling an inconsequential amount of money on there.
Jenna, what's up, Jenna?
The over-under.
Speaking
of
DraftKings,
it has been 8, then 8.5. Do you have a lean on what tonight's line might be? This afternoon's line.
Brito versus
Kyle Muller. A top prospect in baseball, has not put it together.
He's
on the A's.
Lefty.
And will have the A's bullpen behind him.
Good thing I picked Judge, because I didn't realize Muller is a lefty. Probably 8.5 again.
It's 9.5.
Whoa, that's a high one.
That's a high one. I believe matches the highest line of the year. Yes.
Probably because the Yankees' finale. Bats have woken up.
Yanks' bats have woken up. They're throwing slop today. Like, that's just...
Let's be real.
That's what's happened. The Yankees don't care how many runs they give up today. Like, Brito's going to pitch to a number of pitches. Davey's going to pitch a number of pitches. Cordero's going to pitch a number of pitches. Like, the Yankees' plan today is not about minimizing runs. And you can understand how we got there. It's the over.
Wow.
Jimmy and Jake are at the game.
They are?
I know that doesn't mean I have to pick them, but in the past, like, if you...
That's why they were all rushing out of here.
Yes, they're...
We gotta go. I heard Jimmy say, we gotta go. I was like, where are
you? Do you know whose seats they're in?
No.
Lorne Michaels' seats.
Lorne Michaels' seats? They're right behind home plate.
Yeah.
They're in Jimmy Fallon territory.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jimmy was also wearing his bright John Boy jersey today.
Yes.
That's awesome. Good
came together last night. Jake told me when we came in and said, make sure we don't do talking baseball late. And then we did. But
how did that come about?
Some connections Jake made doing some networking. It was 100% through Jake.
Director of people here at John Boy Media. Loves people.
Yeah. VP of fun.
I've seen, like, not surprised. Wow, that's awesome. So what does that mean for the recap episode today?
They'll come back.
Easy.
I would have loved to get that ripping, like, the second it's over, but
that could be
they're in great seats. They're going to stay the whole time.
Oh, I don't think it's going to be a faster game today because of this. I don't think it's going to be a pitcher's duel, but you could have gotten that show in at like 3.
Still not.
Started it at 3. Good for them. Good for our boys representing the Lorne Michaels seats.
So yeah, that's exciting. Good for them. You can see them on the show today. Mm. Did you declare an over or under?
Over. Let's have some fun. Show you how it's done. TGIF. I met Lorne Michaels once. I snuck into an SNL after party.
Really?
Yeah.
How long ago was this?
2014.
Okay.
Kind of sucked because Blake Shelton was the host and the musical act. Got kind of gypped there.
Yeah.
In terms of hanging out celebs.
Two guys.
Yeah. But one of my friends is a huge SNL guy.
Guys is a gender neutral term.
One of my friends, huge SNL fan. He kept going up to everyone pretending he was part of the team. He's like, what a week, what a show, what a week, what a show.
And, great job this week, guys.
And Beck Bennett finally was like, hey, man, like, should I know you? And he's like, nah, we snuck in. And he's like, awesome, have a great time. That was fun. Lorne Michaels was there holding court like an absolute G.
Sounds like everybody handled that well.
Yeah, it was
I
fun.
Like that.
It was fun. Fun night.
That's a fun night.
We need one Kenobio story per pregame show. It's true. Listen, bro, I got stories.
I think we can meet that.
I got stories to tell.
With stories. Perfect stories. Attendance.
Neptune's Beach Club.
Great.
Has anyone ever been to Neptune's Beach Club?
You've been more than them.
I was perfect attendance 2009. No big deal.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'll take the over.
We're on the overs. The Yankees have earned it. The Rays haven't, or the A's rather, haven't earned an under, frankly. And that means we're on to premonitions.
Premonitions.
Jake Flash is a nip. He hasn't told me he's gonna do that, but
that's not a premonition. That's like facts.
It feels like cheating, but he didn't indicate he's gonna do it.
But he knows
he's on TV.
Would he risk doing something silly in the seat?
He didn't get them directly from Lorne. They're like a gift. He has no idea that's who's in those seats today.
But if someone does something silly, he'll find out.
Just a quick flash.
Quick nip. What about
Lorne likes comedy.
If anyone will understand that, it's Lorne Michaels.
Comedy, like, genius. So, anyway, are you seeing anything? You've been on a premonition heater really all year.
Yeah, Clark did have his best start. His first win as a starter last night, Clark.
It's kind of shocking. Clarky.
I
got nervous in that second inning. Then he figured it out.
IKF is speaking to me. I think he makes like a diving catch that shouldn't have been a diving catch because he kind of misread something in the sun.
You can do. Oh, there's an IKF sun play.
But he makes the catch.
But it gets me.
He loses in the sun or something. Maybe something funky happens in the left. We've seen him do that in center. Like he'll make interesting routes and then make up for it with his athleticism. Something happens in left with IKF. Silly. It does happen every game, Mr. Potato.
Pretty much. If he's in the outfield and, like, gets tested, that feels like that's what happens. Everyone enjoy the game. Enjoy your lives.
Enjoy your wives. Enjoy your husbands.
If you have them.
Enjoy your significant others.
Love. I love to love. Enjoy the Yankees. We'll see you. In the recap, shortly after the game, maybe slightly more after the game than usual. Jimmy and Jake got to get back from the stadium. And yeah.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.